World Sport from the BBC with me, Hugh Ferris, coming up in the next 10 minutes. Zambia are the champions of Africa, an emotional victory for the Chipolo Polo 19 years after losing 18 players in an air tragedy near the stadium of their Cup of Nations triumph in Libreville. And Manchester City are back at the top of the English Premier League table after a 1-0 win over Aston Villa.
Milner's corner from the left, played in right footed, deep, deliberately deep, headed down, and it's hooked in by Jolyon Lescott. They've made the breakthrough, and they're heading for 3 points.
But first to Libreville, and Zambia are the Africa Cup of Nations winners after a shock final victory over tournament favourites Ivory Coast on penalties. 8-7 it finished in the shootout, and a dramatic story for those both on and off the pitch for us to be told about by Matthew Kenyon. Matthew.
A night of high drama which ended in history. Zambia's first ever Nations Cup crown was won the hard way. Ivory Coast matched them stride for stride in 120 enthralling minutes here in Libreville, with neither team able to break a 0-0 deadlock, which sounds dull, but was anything but. Teams had chances, not least Didier Drogba for Ivory Coast, who blazed a penalty over the bar in normal time, and Zambia's Emmanuel Mayuka came so close in stoppage time at the end of 90 minutes, only to be denied by a brilliant piece of defending by Kolo Touré. So it was the defences who stood firm, and we eased into extra time, but we could have skipped the extra half hour and gone straight to the drama of penalties. 7-7 we went to in the spot kicks, as the two teams remained locked together, as they had done in open play. Then Kennedy Mweni in the Zambia goal saved Kolo Touré's effort, and Rainford Kalaba had a chance to claim the crown for Chipolo Polo. But he blazed over, and Ivory Coast had another chance, but it was squandered by Jovinho, who also missed, allowing Stopila Sundu to step up and win the title for Zambia. So Ivory Coast are runners-up, even though they haven't conceded a single goal at the Nations Cup in 2012. But Zambia celebrate at last in a country which until now has held only painful memories for them. They are world champions of Africa.
And for that to happen, Matthew, for that to happen so close to the place where it was such a tragedy for Zambia, will the neutral feel that this is a wonderful moment for Africa and particularly for Zambia?
It's a wonderful story, and it's one that they have certainly used, not cynically, but by way of motivation, because they really believed coming into this tournament that this could be their time. The squad had been together for a long time. They were back at the coach, Hervé Renard, who took them to the quarterfinals in Angola 2 years ago. And they were very clear that, look, we're here to win this tournament. We're not here to go out in the quarters like we did 2 years ago. We're not here to fail in the semis. We are here to win. And they believed that they were going to win because of what happened in 1993, partly, but also because of the spirit in the squad, the talent that they have. And the way that they prepared for this tournament, which was absolutely meticulous. They are worthy winners. They matched Ivory Coast absolutely blow for blow in this final here, which ended 0-0 at the end of 90 minutes and 0 at the end of 120 minutes. You have to feel for Ivory Coast, who, as I mentioned in the report, have not conceded a single goal in this tournament. It's an amazing statistic, but they are not the champions because they went out on penalty shootouts. Now, people were talking about Ivory Coast. Oh, they're not very exciting. They're a bit dull. I've actually enjoyed watching them here at this tournament, and I thought they played absolutely a brilliant part in an exceptional final. It was an exceptional final for an exceptional tournament, but certainly Zambia felt the force of history was with them, and they have been vindicated in that belief because they are the African champions for the very first time.
Matthew, many thanks from Libreville. Two straight penalty shootout defeats for Ivory Coast in the final of the Africa Cup of Nations. 6 years on from the last one, it's happened to them again. But Zambia, the victors, more of course, on the BBC World Service from the Africa Cup of Nations as the hours progress. But in the English Premier League, Manchester City have returned to the top of the table after a 1-0 victory at Aston Villa. Jolyon Lescott scored the winner midway through the second half. The City manager Roberto Mancini says their performances over the season show they deserve to be the leaders.
We are there from
the season show they deserve to be the leaders.
We are there from September, I think, October. I think that we deserve to stay on the top. We know that the way will be long, every game will be difficult. We know they should fight against a top team like United, like Tottenham. But we are on the top, we want to stay there.
Earlier on Sunday, Wolves dropped into the relegation zone after suffering a 5-1 defeat to local rivals West Brom. Nigerian international Peter Odemwinga scored his first top-flight hat-trick. Mick McCarthy's side have only won once in the last 13 games, and afterwards he apologised to the Wolves supporters.
I've just apologised for that because I know what it means to all our fans. I've never ever apologised for a performance before, and to lose that one in the manner in which we did in the last knock-ins of the game was awful to see. Whatever grief they were giving out to me and to the players, it was fully justified after that performance.
So Peter Odemwinga scored a hat-trick to ease West Brom's fears of being dragged into the relegation fight themselves, and he was delighted to have played such a crucial part in the victory.
Scoring for my first hat-trick in the Premier League in a local derby means a lot to me, and of course for our fans most of all. The pressure was mounting, but hopefully we can increase that gap because this team has so much quality and it's not where we're supposed to be. I think we're going to fight for the top 10 this season.
The BBC can reveal apologies offered by Liverpool manager Kenny Dalglish and striker Luis Suarez after the handshake row at Old Trafford on Saturday were the result of a direct intervention by the club's American owners. Suarez has said sorry for refusing to shake the hand of Manchester United's Patrice Evra before their Premier League meeting. Dalglish has done the same for his conduct in a post-match interview. A source at the Fenway Sports Group has said apologies were necessary as no one is more important than the club. Both New York Times and Boston Herald called on Fenway to tackle the controversy, which followed Suarez's 8-match ban for racially abusing Evra, although it is not known whether the adverse media coverage in the US influenced the owner's decision to step in. In Spain, Real Madrid have opened up a 10-point gap over their rivals Barcelona after beating Levante 4-2 at the Bernabeu. Ronaldo scored a hat-trick for Madrid. Barca's own hopes in the title race suffered a blow when they lost 3-2 away to Osasuna on Saturday. Ernest Macia is from Catalonia Radio and he says the title is now Real's to lose.
In Barcelona, people has assumed that yes, La Liga has one favourite now at the moment, Real Madrid. They've been dreaming of La Liga in the last 4 years and they have now the chance to achieve it. And I think that Jose Mourinho needs this Liga to decide at the end of the season what to do, if stay in La Liga or go instead to another league. Barcelona, they've been winning everything in the last 3-4 years, so for them wouldn't be a drama not winning La Liga. They've won this year Supercopa, European Super Cup. They won in Japan and probably they will have their chances in the final cup on May and probably in Champions League. So at least it will be 14 out of 18 tournaments that Guardiola will have won at the end of this season. So it's good job.
Also on Sunday, third place Valencia comprehensively beat Sporting Gijón by 4-0. The pressure is mounting on the Inter Milan coach Claudio Ranieri following a 1-0 defeat at home to bottom of the table Novara, who were reduced to 10 men for the final 10 minutes. It's now 5 games without a win in all competitions. The Inter owner Massimo Moratti issued a statement on Thursday denying the club were considering dismissing Ranieri and replacing him with former England manager Fabio Capello. But this setback leaves Ranieri's side fifth in the Serie A table, 5 points behind fourth place Udinese and 11 adrift of leaders AC Milan. Juventus' match at Bologna was one of the fixtures in Italy that has been postponed because of the poor weather there. It means Juve are now 2 points behind the leaders AC Milan with 2 games in hand. And Hertha Berlin have sacked their coach Mikael Skiba after losing all 5 of his games in charge, including Saturday's 5-0 defeat at Stuttgart. Skiba had replaced Marcus Babbel, who led them to the Bundesliga last season but was dismissed in December following a contract dispute. So then, Zambia. Africa Cup of Nations champions after an 8-7 penalty shootout victory over favourites Ivory Coast.